favorite homilies or dissertations on the incarnation was written by Saint Ephrem the Syrian in the 4th century, late 4th century. And he says, "The facts themselves bear witness, and his divine acts of power teach that Jesus Christ is true God. And his suffering shows that he is true man. Let us now consider the facts as they have been known to us by the Holy Spirit. If he were not flesh, why was Mary introduced at all? If he were not God, whom was the archangel Gabriel calling Lord? If he were not flesh, who was lying in the manger? If he were not God, whom did the angels come down and glorify? If he were not flesh, who was wrapped in swaddling clothes? If he were not God, whom did the shepherds worship? If he were not flesh, whom did Joseph circumcise? If he were not God, in whose honor did the stars speed through the heavens? If he were not flesh, whom did Mary suckle? If he were not God, whom did the Magi offer gifts? If he were not flesh, whom did Simeon carry in his arms? If he were not God, to whom did he say, 'Now let me depart in peace'? If he were not flesh, whom did Joseph gather up and make flight into Egypt? And if he were not God, in whom were the words fulfilled, 'Out of Egypt I have called my son'? If he were not flesh, whom did John baptize? And if he were not God, to whom did the Father from heaven say, 'This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased'? If he were not flesh, who fasted and hungered in the desert? And if he were not God, whom did the angels come down and serve? If he were not flesh, who was invited to the wedding in Cana of Galilee? And if he were not God, whom turned the water into wine? If he were not flesh, into whose hands were the 5 loaves given? And if he were not God, who satisfied from five loaves and 2 fishes the crowds of thousands in the desert, not counting women and children? If he were not flesh, who fell asleep in the boat? And if he were not God, who rebuked the winds and the sea? If he were not flesh, who wore human garments? And if he were not God, who did acts of power and wonders? If he were not flesh, who wept at Lazarus' grave? If he were not God, who, by his command, raised one who was 4 days dead? If he were not flesh, who sat on the foal of an ass? And if he were not God, whom did the crowds go out to meet with glory? And if he were not flesh, who received spitting on the face? And if he were not God, who breathed the Holy Spirit upon the faces of his apostles? If he were not flesh, who stood before Pilate at the judgment seat? And if he were not God, who made Pilate's wife afraid by a dream? If he were not flesh, whose garments did the soldiers strip off and divide? If he were not God, how was the sun darkened at the cross? If he were not flesh, who was hung on the cross? And if he were not God, who shook the earth from its foundation? If he were not flesh, whose hands and feet were transfixed by nails? And if he were not God, how was the veil of the temple rent, and the rocks broken, and the graves opened? If he were not flesh, who cried out, my God, why have you forsaken me? And if he were not God, who said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do? If he were not flesh, whose side did the lance pierce, out of which blood and water came forth? If he were not God, who smashed the gates of Hades and tore apart its bonds? At whose command did the imprisoned dead come forth to visit their relatives? If he were not flesh, whom did the apostles and angels see as he ascended and was taken up into heaven? If he were not God, to whom was heaven opened? Whom did the angels, the angelic powers, worship in fear? And whom did the Father invite to sit at my right hand? As David said, the Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand. Let us hear the words of John the Evangelist. In the beginning was the Word, and the Word was God, and the Word was with God. He was in the beginning with God. All things were made through him, and without him nothing that was made was made. And the Word was made flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory, the glory as the only begotten of the Father, full of grace and truth. The same is born in the last times from a daughter of man, without a father, from Mary the Virgin, as God incarnate, bearing flesh from her and becoming man, which he was not, while remaining God, which he was, that he might save the world. He is the Christ, the Son of God, the only begotten from the Father, and the only begotten from a mother. I confess, Lord Jesus Christ, to be perfect God and perfect man, acknowledged in two natures, united hypostatically or in one person, indivisible, unconfused, unchangeable, having put on flesh that is animated by a rational and intelligent soul, in all things becoming mortal like us, except for sin alone. He is both earthly and heavenly, temporal and eternal, with beginning and yet beginningless, nameless and subject to time, created and uncreated, passable and impassable, God and man, perfect in both, one in two, and in two in one. There is one person of the Father, one person of the Son, one person of the Holy Spirit, one Godhead, one power, one kingship in three persons. So we glorify the Holy Unity in Trinity, and the Holy Trinity in unity. In this the Father cried out, this is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. Christ is born.